1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Hey, it's the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
There's Garrett, there's Brody in the den, and there's Scotty B. Danielle had to go take a phone call, so we're looking at her sugar skulls.
Did she steal those from your wedding?
Yes,
like she stole everything else?
She did. So much.
She stole everything. There's Nate, and there's Gandhi, and there's Froggy, and there's Scary.
Hi.
Hello.
All right. I've done my job. Go ahead.
You know what I miss?
15 minutes to go.
What do you miss?
You know what I miss? When it was Wednesday, and Elvis used to ask Froggy, hey, Froggy, what day is today? And Froggy would say,
hump day.
Why did you stop Froggy from doing that? Did you just get annoyed?
Because, yes, he was annoyed by it.
No, I thought I was entertained the first 500 times he did it.
Right.
And it was a pop culture thing of the moment at that moment.
Right. No,
moment
no, the since... moments before.
Yeah.
See, Nate, before you got here, I also used to do very nice. And he liked that as well for the first 500 times.
Yeah. But he then was after quoting, a while, yeah. He was quoting a line from Borat 2 years after Borat came out. I mean,
he was doing the Budweiser so frogs in 2012.
Yeah, when do you put the pop culture reference to bed? Like, when is it done? Any pop culture reference.
Says the guy with the Schwimmer haircut.
Like,
wow.
I feel like none of them are done. Everything just comes right back on TikTok like 10 years
fuck
later.
Your life.
So. Okay.
I don't.
Well, I think with Froggy, too, the other thing was he sounded like the camel in the commercial.
Yeah, right. Pitch perfect.
Hump day.
All right.
Okay.
That's
next.
All I got.
Should we talk about New Year's resolutions, or did anybody even make them?
Fuck that.
Do people still do that?
No.
I don't.
No. My favorite meme is that I saw. It said, I already fucked up 2022. 2023 is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be my year.
I think people think that they want to do something, but they just nobody sticks to it.
But
no. I thought that I wanted to eat better this year, but I haven't done that yet.
So you're a different person for 9 days, and then you're back. Hey, can we talk about a scandal that's going on in the background?
Yes.
What's happening?
We played the Family Feud today, and Nate brought in a question with answers that were totally fabricated about what strippers touch their toes with in their stripper exercise class.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a thing. You made all those answers up.
Okay, if you believe for a second that all of the questions on Steve Harvey's version of Family Feud actually have answers from people that are saying those things, then you got another thing coming.
Yeah, no.
None of that
is
real.
They go out on Hollywood Boulevard, and they stand there, and they literally take 100 responses from tourists, and the top 5 answers are on the board of those responses. And the numbers of how many people said that are next to the answer on the board.
If you ask 100 people the same question, you're going to get probably 55 answers.
All right.
So you have to have a multiple choice, and then what's happening is the writers put together a funny multiple choice, and then the people on Hollywood Boulevard answer A, B, C, D, E.
But you didn't even go to Hollywood Boulevard. You came up with a bogus question, and you gave the answers in the order you thought it would be.
And we were doing a New Year's resolution Family Feud. You started talking about boobs.
Well, something
Froggy would do.
And, like, the first answer was with their hands. That's not even kind of creative. It's stripper class. They're supposed to touch their toes with something.
That's why
not
I said nose. Right, and nose is number two.
All right. Well, do you want to go to the tiebreaker category that I have right
here? Yes.
Did you make
this
shit up too?
Yeah.
No, this one actually I went and
let's play the feud.
Here we go. By the way, Brody was very quick to let us know he didn't write any of these.
The stuff I wrote still on the paper. So
all right, everybody was confused.
Well, okay.
They couldn't hear you.
Same family.
The stripper class thing was a little more fun, but it wasn't real. It was fake.
Yeah, it's entertaining. All right, here we go. Final tiebreaker round.
Okay.
And pulled 100 squirrels for this question. Name something squirrel might get in a fight with if it tried to take his nuts.
Wait, who's answering?
Okay, you made this shit up, Nate.
No, I went out.
What is the question again?
I went out and I asked 100 squirrels what they fought with. So name something a squirrel might get in a fight with if it tried to take his nuts. Danielle.
Like another animal type answer?
Yeah.
Like that?
Hello.
Oh, a raccoon.
Yes!
Yay!
number four answer.
No,
that raccoon would win.
The raccoon is so much bigger. It'd be afraid of it.
Yeah. We'd kill
it doesn't mean he's going to win the fight. He's
what about another squirrel?
Let's check that, it.
Very good.
Yes. Yes.
Another squirrel.
What is it? That's open season here?
Yes. What about what about the Planters Nut Company? Mr. Peanut.
No.
I can see Mr. Squirrel and Mr. Peanut getting into a fight with his monocle.
Sorry.
What about a person?
No top hat and cane.
A person.
How about a dog? Let's call it
a dog?
No.
No.
A chipmunk.
A cat.
A chipmunk.
A shark.
What are we naming every fucking animal in the world?
A rat.
You guys are missing the most obvious fucking one.
Elephant. An elephant. Elephants love peanuts. Yes.
No.
A snake. What? A snake.
Why do you have an elephant?
A water bug.
Do you have an elephant in your yard?
No. Elephants love peanuts.
I know, but did he say?
Danielle's bearded dragon.
Did we say a bird? Yeah.
Did somebody say bird?
I said bird.
Oh, bird. That's good.
Yes.
Yay.
Top four answers. There you go.
Birds don't steal nuts from squirrels.
Chipmunk and a raccoon.
I was going to say tree.
They're supposed to be fun. Come on, guys.
Did you make those up? All of those?
No, that one I found somewhere.
Where?
FamilyFeud.
No, tell us where you found
com.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go there now.
He found it up his ass.
Right. I don't know if I believe this.
By the way, speaking of Steve Harvey, that Judge Steve Harvey show wasn't awful. I watched it last night. It was
really?
Okay.
And wait, what were you saying? That some town somewhere gave him to let him be a judge?
I don't know. Is he a judge? Or
I don't know.
The, like the jurisdiction he's in just signed a paper and said, yeah, you're honorary. You just say, yeah, I have a verdict.
I think it's that, though, Scotty, too, because just like you can become a minister to... Yeah. Over a wedding ceremony, just like Nate. You know, Elvis, you could become a judge. Like, you could have your own show.
Oh, I'm judging you all right.
But do those judgments actually count against the people, or is
no,
it like
I don't
people's
think so,
court?
Because
where...
No, technically, I'll tell you. I know. Scare, weren't we on People's Court one time?
Yeah,
technically,
yeah.
It's a game show. Those
right.
are
right.
all technically
yes.
game shows. So it's a prize that you're winning. So
right.
I don't
yes.
think the people have to pay.
When the credits
I watched,
roll.
They don't. I watched yeah. the. If you read the end credits, it no, tells you exactly what happens. So, like,
computer.
If the maximum amount that you could sue somebody for in New York is $5,000, and they have a pot of $5,000, and if the plaintiff wins all of their claim and they claimed $5,000, they get all of it. But if they only made a claim for like $2,500, they'll get their $2,500 and then they split what's left of it.
Right.
It's not.
Gandhi, I got to show you my Froggy. Episode of People's Court.
I'm sorry, pardon me. Froggy, what were you going to say?
That's exactly
He's been trying
it.
To talk for an hour.
I was on the Judge Joe Brown show and it was the same thing. On the Judge
Hold
Joe
on,
Brown
where's
show.
This audio? How we've
sure
never
seen. I'm sure it's out there. I was on the Judge Joe Brown show years ago and we lost. And when we were leaving, I'm like, what are we going to do now? We owe this stupid shit. But we didn't. We, in fact, it was part of the thing. And they just, it's all for TV show purposes.
That's what it's saying about this, too. It's saying that he is not legally a judge. But
right.
just like on shows like Judge Judy, it's going to be the same thing. If you lose or win, it doesn't matter. Everybody gets paid. You don't have to pay out of pocket. They take care of all your
You
legal
guys are
fees.
Giving me shit. Meanwhile, Steve Harvey's banging a gavel. Come on.
I'm a judge.
Can we go back to why Froggy was on Judge Joe Brown? What did you do?
So I worked for this guy who the guy I told you earlier on the show was a total jackass. And he threw our... He went in our office, our morning show office, and he took our radio boombox that we had paid for with our own money. He threw it on the ground and smashed it because there was something on the air he didn't like. So when he did, I said, you have to buy us a new boombox. And he did not. Well, then we sued him for the boombox purposes, and Judge Joe Brown show picked it up, and we flew all the way to California, and sure enough, they found that he was guilty, not us, for smashing our boombox. But it's all bullshit. Those shows are all BS anyways.
For a $40 boombox?
It was more than that.
It's a principle.
Right.
In small claims court, it is always a principle.
You can't go smashing my shit because you don't like what somebody else said about you on the radio. That doesn't work that way.
Exactly.
Thank you, Bubba.
Well, next time I smashed the microwave oven, but it was my microwave oven.
That's right.
Then you'd have to sue yourself at that point. You can play the plaintiff and the defendant.
I bought a new one.
Like the time you smashed your baritone horn. Remember that?
Yes. It was my baritone horn. I can smash it if I want.
I love this.
Oh, my gosh. When we were on that show, that judge show, I was
People's
so pregnant.
Court.
Yeah. I look back at the footage now, I'm like an Oompa Loompa.
So basically, Carolina, who used to be on our show, she sued me on the People's Court because I threw a roll of toilet paper.
I saw that episode. They reran it not too long ago, and yeah. I was like, what the hell? And I know these people.
A bottle of water fell and destroyed her MacBook, and it was.
You threw toilet paper. You threw toilet paper.
I threw toilet paper at her. But it wasn't at her. It was to help. It was, you know, whatever. Point is, at the very end of that show.
Whoa. Back
point
up.
Is.
By the way, spoiler alert, no, this is why you
I'm
lost.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Why were you throwing toilet paper? You haven't answered the question.
I threw a roll of Bounty paper towels, actually. I was throwing her paper towels.
Why?
I don't know, because we got free paper towels. A whole case came in. I'm like, here you go. And I threw them, and she wasn't looking, and I destroyed her laptop because the bottle of water fell over. And all I will say is I got sued and I lost. And it was Judge Christina, Judge Million, or whoever she was.
That wasn't the judge.
That's actually her name.
It was actually embarrassing to lose. But at the end of the day, they did a little wink, wink, and they said, you don't have to pay. You're off the hook. We're going to pay both the plaintiff and the defendant.
Should we take Scotty on to the People's Court and somebody sue him because he broke that computer after Diamond and Amtron Company scared him?
Yeah, because he'll get it paid.
They would take that.
Because that was mine, and I want reimbursement.
Well, you
for
should
that.
Sue Scotty B.
And then we'll get to the bottom of who's actually at fault here.
You threw my very expensive computer onto the ground and never once said I'm sorry.
That's
no one
bullshit.
Ever said I'm sorry.
Yes, I did. I texted you. I'll go look. I absolutely said
you went for a text I'm sorry? That's like that's a phone call. That's a face to face.
That's like a breakup over text.
But a text there's evidence.
A public apology.
It may be an in-person visit.
By the way, it's still here.
What? Scary.
Yeah. There it is.
That's the broken.
Scotty, this is your chance to do it on camera. Record your big apology.
It wouldn't be genuine right now.
Okay. Then to the People's Court we go.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I can't wait.
Wait. Hold on. I texted you I'm sorry, and then you wound up calling me. I was on the toilet. I remember I answered on the toilet.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I'm so sorry.
Now I want an apology that you're talking to me on the toilet.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You talked to me on the toilet, too, when we were in the grocery store.
That means your poopicles on your phone.
What is wrong with you?
Hold on. That doesn't count. He had to call you for the apology, Scotty. I mean, the many levels here. I mean, it's obvious.
I very rarely answer the phone on the toilet unless it's incredibly important.
Who here, Scotty, who here in the room would you answer the toilet for? We already know Elvis.
Answer the toilet.
Like, being on the toilet, who would you answer the phone for?
That's it.
No, you answered for me, too.
Well, there was something going on that I needed to talk to you about.
While you were shitting.
Yes.
Oh man, that's nasty.
You know what, Scotty? I don't believe you. I think if I called you on the toilet, you would answer just to tell me you were on the toilet and then hang up. You're a little bit different. I might.
So now we've got three people.
You're a little bit different.
You see, during the course of the day, the only time I ever hear from Alex, he calls me when he's on the toilet. While he's at work.
Well, hey, what's going on? Time.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm on the toilet. Why are you on the toilet?
Multitasking.
Can you call me when you're not on the toilet? There's got to be other times when you're not on the toilet you can call me.
I could tell. Like, I hear the echo in the room, and people are like, how do you know? How do you know? I'm like, I hear the echo. It's a very obvious echo that you're in the bathroom right now. I don't know what you're doing, but you're in the bathroom.
True. How are we doing on time there, Frog?
Oh, we got you can be done in here whenever you want.
Because sometimes in the Zoom room, we hear an echo. I just assume we're all in the bathroom.
Right.
Like Garrett's saying. Okay.
Hey, Elvis, tomorrow, can you be the judge? Can we get like listeners that have problems, and then you could be the judge, like Steve Harvey?
Well, I've been the judge on this show many times.
Judge Cross.
Yeah, we do
judge,
that.
Judge Cross.
Is it you? Is it them? Also, we all get to judge. That's fun.
Yeah, like
but we don't. We're not going to pay for their stuff.
Yeah, I used to bring my "Is it you? Is it them?" to you guys when it was Lisa and I. But you people just always take Lisa's side and tell me I'm wrong and a piece of shit.
Well, because you're always wrong.
Yeah, you're always wrong.
No. To be fair, that's not true. I sided with you several times, Froggy. That's not a very fair statement.
Okay.
There's been one time.
All right. Well, the steam is gone. Can we get out of here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.